tech support. How may I assist you? Your computer is frozen. Well, ma'am, I'll do my best to help you in any way that I can. Can you tell me what kind of computer you have and its operating system? No, that was exactly what I needed. Thank you. Now, is your computer hardlined or wireless? Alright. Is your Wi-Fi secure or open? Secure? Alright. That rolls a few things out. No, that's a good thing. There are so many things that can irk a computer. The shorter the list, the better. You said it, not me. So you can't be upset when I agree with you that it's a trait both computers and women share. Are there any new programs you've downloaded, maybe from an unsecured source? Well, some programs purposely have viruses and bugs embedded in them, sometimes for future marketing ventures, sometimes for theft of personal information stored in the hard drive of the computer, and sometimes just to be malicious. I have no problems answering your questions, ma'am. It's what I'm here for. And it helps that you have a lovely voice, if you don't mind me saying so. Thank you for returning the compliment, ma'am. But back to business. About those programs? Only one, huh? Coded by a friend? May I ask the function of this program? I only ask because depending on what it does and how it uses your CPU to do it, it could impede basic functions of your computer and make it crash or freeze, even when it's not in use. You are using it. Or at least you were before your computer froze. Well, there might be your problem, overworked processor. Did you clear your cookies and internet history before you ran it? How about all unnecessary background programs? Did you at least back up your hard drive? Could you do all of that for me right now? You don't know how. Alright. May I remotely access your computer, ma'am? I'll need your Wi-Fi password. Well, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Your cursor's moving on its own. That's me. Watch what I'm doing. To avoid phone calls like this in the future, you just click on this, go here, while that's doing that, go to this icon, and do that. Alright, 2 out of 3. Now for... Ma'am, is everything alright? I'm asking because you suddenly started breathing harder, and I hear a faint buzzing over the line. Did something happen to your phone? No, it just does that sometimes. Well, about the hard drive backup, you'll need either a blank CD-ROM disk or an external hard drive. Ma'am, did you just moan? Alright. Okay, well, backing up can wait, I suppose. I'll just run a quick diagnostic on your computer to clear up any remaining issues and let you return to your evening. Distant Lover, is that the program your friend coded? It's up and running again, so I'll include it in the diagnostic to see if there's any bugs that need fixing. Kinda looks like a control panel. Speed, pulse, steps. What's it supposed to control? Ma'am, are you alright? You suddenly sound like you're in pain, and that buzzing. No way, you didn't. You did. You actually programmed a wireless control for a vibrator into your computer. you naughty thing. No, don't hang up. I'm only teasing. Actually, it's pretty impressive and quite well done. The coding looks spot on. It looks like the controls work just fine. Too well, you say. No such thing. Now, perhaps you'd like a little help taking this thing for a test run? You know, to keep your computer from freezing again? Yep, purely altruistic intentions. So what do you say? Want me to make you come from the other side of the screen? Oh, you moan so prettily in my ear. Tell me about this distant lover. What exactly am I controlling? Sorry, I couldn't resist setting in just a little higher. God, you sound so sexy. It's not just a vibrator. It's... Holy shit, it's a fucking machine? You were sitting on a fuck machine the whole time you were talking to me? God damn it, that is beyond hot. No need to panic. I'm just pulling up the level readings. Nice touch, by the way. Oh, baby, you're moaning this much when the setting is this low? Even with my tampering? Sweetheart, you are in for a rough ride. Can you guess what I just did, baby? Can you tell it's going deeper? Just a bit, though. Maybe you can't feel the difference yet. Not like this. Mmm. that's it. Fuck. Faster the vibrations, the louder you get. So fucking hot. And I can hear your breath hitch with every thrust. Tell me, are your tits bouncing yet? Or do I need to go faster, harder? God, you whimper like that. Is there anything on your clit, baby? No? Well, can't have that, now can we? Touch it for me, sweetheart. Stroke your clit while I... Oh, there's a good one. Am I hitting deep enough, baby? Yeah? Fucking hell, I wish I could see you. I wish I could touch you. God, if I could touch you. Shit, I need to touch myself. Fuck yes. Do you like that? Do you like knowing I'm stroking my cock while fucking you with a machine? That the sound of you makes me hard and hot and desperate to come? You sound close, baby. Are you about to come? About to gush all over that fake cock, listening to me stroke mine? We'll see about that. So whiny. Yes, I turned it down again. Only so I can catch up, baby. Come on, hands off your clit. Just play with your tits for a little bit. Pinch your nipples and let me hear you squirm. Shit. Sounds like your nipples are really sensitive. You're gasping so loudly. No, you don't. Don't bite your lip. We're a bit past the point of trying to keep quiet, don't you think? Yeah, I thought so. Fuck. I'm leaking everywhere. Holy fuck. You can't just say stuff like that. You have no idea what it does to me, listening to you begging for my cock in your mouth, especially since I can't actually do it. That's just mean. Yeah, turnabout's fair play, you know. And it's not wise to torment the man who's got his finger on so many kinds of buttons. That's what I thought. Even though it's not moving very fast, the vibrations are enough to shut you up. I'm impressed you got it to go that high. Now let's see about getting it a bit deeper. Perfect. Your moans and whimpers are the perfect indicator. And if I stop it right there. Oh, how you scream. Fucking music to my ears. Keep doing it. Keep screaming for me, baby. Sweetheart, you sound so goddamn good. I can't stand it. Are you ready to come for me now, baby? Wanna come with me? Yeah. Alright then, let's make it a good one. That's it, baby. Take it. Take it fast, hard, and deep, just like I'd give it to you if I was there. Fuck. Not gonna last. Come for me. Come with me. Explode all over that machine and listen to me explode for you. Come on. Come on. Fuck. Holy fucking shit. That was amazing. You alright? Is anything still on? No. Good. God damn. I can't move my legs. Well, ma'am, it seems your computer is running just fine now. If you have any more problems, feel free to contact me again. I've sent you an email with my information, as well as copied the Distant Lover program to my own computer in case something happens to yours while backing up your hard drive, as I recommend you do. I hope that my services have been satisfactory and that you have a wonderful evening. And please feel free to call again.